Hi, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is episode 227. I hope this finds you well, getting a chance to get out there and do something creative, not spend too much time working on things that aren't interesting for you or exciting for you. I know that sometimes we have to do that kind of work, but hopefully you're making some time for your own soul's creativity to rejuvenate those batteries to keep you going. This week, I wanted to talk about something that I have found really impacts my own creative process in a pretty negative way. And as I was out on a trip recently, I discovered that it affects a lot of other people, not even just creative people, but it affects a lot of other people's ability to enjoy what they're actually working on. And that's the notion of overplanning. For me, overplanning starts when I overpack. So I end up packing too many things, too much. The suitcase is bulging, whether it be clothes, camera gear, books to read. It doesn't really matter. I just kind of overpack sometimes. The trips where I do light and easy packing, where I basically take one kind of carry-on size bag, maybe a camera and an extra lens, the tripod, jump in the car and go, always seem to work out better than when I try to pack everything into the camera bag and take all of the equipment along. That notion of overpacking is what ultimately led me to overplanning, because I've heard several people on a recent trip talking to their family members, you know, as I eavesdrop sometimes at dinner or at lunch, talking about how they have so many things they need to do today, they're not sure how they're going to fit it all in, and yet they're on vacation, so they're trying to cram all this stuff in, and you don't get the sense that they're really enjoying what they're doing. They're exhausted, they're tired, and yet there's this still looming notion of all this stuff that is still there to be done. And so I wanted to talk today about how overplanning can sometimes affect our creative practice and our photography. And the first one goes back to that notion of overpacking. If you have too much stuff to carry, if you have too many things in your bag, it becomes stressful, not just because of the fear of missing out, which is probably the reason you brought the camera bodies, the camera lenses, and all the equipment, is you didn't want to not be able to take the shot. But now you're having to manage and monitor and maintain all of that equipment while you're on the road. Did you get everything back in the camera bag? Did you lose something? Did you forget something? To say nothing of the weight or the need to transport, or, oh my gosh, now I have all this camera equipment I've got to leave back in the car and I don't want somebody to break into the car, or I've got to leave it back at the hotel room and I took the wrong lens. There's a huge amount of stress that comes from having too much in the bag. In some ways, if you just have that one camera, that one lens, you're just settled into shooting 35 millimeter or shooting telephoto that day. Whatever it is, it just simplifies the process. And yes, there's certainly going to be things you might have missed, but there is also probably more things that you'll notice and see because you've settled into that one type of camera and that one type of lens to work with. The second thing that overplanning can cause an angst around in my own work is too much information. When I start researching a place and where to photograph, what time of day to be there, what time of year to be there, what are all the things that I need to know, it can become overwhelming because there's so many amazing places to photograph. There's so many amazing things to photograph. There's so many amazing people to photograph that sometimes when you try to take all of that information in, it becomes too much. And what's interesting is when you start to really break down and look at that information, most of it is highly repetitive. For example, if you go down to Arches National Park and you ask pretty much anybody where to take a sunrise photograph, they're going to tell you Delicate Arch. You want to get that photograph under the arch of the sunrise coming up that everybody gets. Well, that's the photograph that everybody gets. But if 500 people tell you that, that's 500 pieces of information you're trying to manage, and it becomes too much. So really identifying what is critical to you. Do you want the classic photograph? Do you want your own photograph? Do you want to seek out something you think somebody's not photographed before? Do you want to build a relationship with somebody to build a portrait photograph in a certain way because you imagine a certain look? Whatever that is, I think all of that comes together into you understanding how much information do you actually need to do what you want to do. And sure, there's research that needs to be done. There's information you need to gather. But at some point, you might find yourself having so much information and so many things to do that your timeline becomes so compressed, you can't react to the moment. You can't react to what you're seeing in front of you. You can't react to the thing that really matters to you when you get out there because you're beholden to all this information and this schedule you built. Which brings me to the next point, which is, you can't really react in the moment. If you're so overplanned, if you have so much into the schedule and your schedule is so tight where from 8:30 to 9, you're going to do this. From 9 to 9:15, you're doing this. From 9:15 to 9:30, you're doing that. And you come across something unique or something interesting or something that really grabs your imagination. If you allow that schedule to take hold, if you allow that over-planning element to take hold, you're going to miss out on the opportunity to spend time with the thing that really resonates with you and connects with you. A lot of the creative process, a lot of what we attempt to do is make sure that we're planned out well enough that we can have the tools we need to be successful, that we're in the mind space to be successful. Because as we've talked, creativity is really about getting up and doing the work. It's about being present to do the work. It's not like you're going to just have the work show up one day because there's a magic spell. So doing that work is important, and that schedule and that plan to get going is important. But at the same time, that ability to maneuver in the moment, to react to the thing that's working well, to the exciting your energy, exciting photography, exciting creative acts, that's really ultimately at the end of the day what this is all about. It's about us getting that passionate feeling about the things we work with. So if you're spending so much time beholden to that schedule that you overplanned, where you gave yourself no free time, and scheduling in free time is kind of crazy because if you schedule on the free time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the moment is happening at 9:30 in the morning and you stick to the schedule, when free time rolls around, you may not have that chance to react to it. It may not show back up. So you've got to have the flexibility in there to allow yourself to just be who you are as the events unfold. And certainly there are times when we're out with family, we're out with friends, where there is a little bit of a schedule. It's one of the reasons I like to photograph with certain photographers, because they understand that once somebody starts photographing, we're not moving on really until the group of that photographer is done. Everybody's got to find something to photograph or read a book or do whatever. But that moment of inspiration is so important. It's so valuable. That moment to connect when all things align is so critical that we have to respect that when that happens. And just getting up and leaving because that moment is past, well, that's a way to break that spirit. Now, like I said, in certain circumstances, maybe there is a time constraint because the park's only open a certain time, or you're on a photo workshop and the photo workshop is moving on at 10:30 or whatever. But when it's your own schedule, when it's your own time, give yourself that flexibility in there so you don't over respond to that. That also leads into the notion of a cool change to the schedule. What happens if you get to some place and you realize, wow, you know, I thought I was going to photograph here, but I really want to photograph over there? If you're planning and you're saying, no, I got to get the shot here, and then I got to get the shot there, and then I want to be here at sunrise, and I want to be here at sunset, and you find something else, you're going to miss that cool opportunity to respond to the new stimulus, the new thing. Because that's the thing about being overplanned, is you'll take in all that information. You know, on the last trip I went on, I looked at photographs, I looked at locations, I read people's blogs about where to photograph, what to do. But when I got down there, I realized my own interest, my own way of seeing, my own sensibility threw most of that out the window, because I was so amazed by something that nobody had talked about before in the blogs. Now, I'm sure thousands of millions of people have photographed the things, because it's a place where thousands of millions of people photograph. But for me to get that initial reaction to say, wow, that's what I think is cool, that's what I think is exciting, I'm going to go out and explore that. I'm going to talk about that in my storytelling and my photographs. I'm going to experiment with this part of my camera as a way to tell that story. The ability to respond to that and let all of that happen was the ability of myself at the time to let go of the schedule and just respond to the thing that I thought was cool. That thing that was unanticipated that showed up in my world that I was allowed to respond to because I didn't stick to the overly planned schedule. And in my case, I did have a little bit of a tight window. I needed to be somewhere because I had the car. I had to pick some people up. So I couldn't just be out there all day. I did have a little bit of a schedule. So the planning had a definite stop point. But by getting up, getting out there, and just allowing the day to unfold while I had my time was really, really interesting for me, because I didn't know what I was going to photograph. I just knew in some ways what I wasn't going to photograph. I wasn't going to go photograph certain landmarks and certain things where 5,000 other people were going to be standing. But for me, the chance to really allow myself to discover what was interesting to me, to see the landscape, to see the environment in a way that I hadn't imagined before, anticipated before, was something that just saying I'm going to go out and experience the next 3 hours with the camera and see what happens was really an interesting experience, rather than I've got to be at a certain place at a certain time. The final thing that I think overplanning does is it creates disappointment. Because you have your ideas, you have your plan, you have this schedule laid out, you have the things that you want to have happen defined. And disappointment comes when our expectations aren't met. If you think about going to an environment you've never been to before, something you've never photographed before, and it's just amazing. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's because you have no expectation there. There's nothing to disappoint you because you didn't know to even build an expectation. But if you're going someplace or you're setting up a portrait shoot and you're expecting a certain look and you're expecting it to happen at a certain time and in a certain pace, and it doesn't, frustration sets in and disappointment sets in. And that's because our expectations are no longer in alignment with what's actually happening. And when things are so regimented and so planned that we can't respond in the moment, or we can't recognize in the moment that something else magical is happening, it might not be what we thought was going to happen, but because it didn't match the plan, it is no longer good, or it is no longer valuable, or it is no longer what needs to happen. Frustration sets in, the disappointment sets in, and ultimately we leave sad, we leave angry, we leave some emotional state that doesn't allow for our creativity to continue. For most of us, it is out of the fulfillment of our passion that is fueled by the creative process that keeps us moving forward. And when things like disappointment set in, we shut down and we stop. And so being overplanned has the risk of you not being able to hold that schedule, not being able to adhere to that plan, and getting disappointed. Whereas if the schedule has a little bit more flexibility in it, it's a little looser in its response, it's a little bit more in the moment driven, then you have the opportunity to continue fueling that energy, seeing and responding, and not necessarily being disappointed. The classic example of this is if you're a landscape photographer and the weather isn't good, you end up with a cloudy sunrise or a cloudy sunset and you don't get that iconic photograph you wanted. Or if you're a portrait photographer and you get out there and it turns out you did underpack and you don't have the camera lens you wanted, you don't have the light setup you wanted, and so now the shoot starts to fall apart. Well, you've got equipment, you've got a shot, you've got to figure out that puzzle to get together so you get a great photograph. All of that pulls together into an opportunity. But by being afraid of losing the plan, I think sometimes you might find that you leave with less than more. So those are kind of the five things that I noticed from an over-planning standpoint that can cause some angst in us as we create work. You know, we've got the notion of overpacking and taking too much equipment and having to worry about that, the impact of too much information, inability to react in the moment, the inability to respond to cool changes that might happen in the environment, and finally, the way we deal with and respond to the disappointment of the schedule not being met. All of those things culminate into us potentially running into roadblocks that I think are easily avoided with a slight shift in perspective. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope I've given you something to think about and for you to go back and look at maybe how you plan for a trip or how you plan for a shoot and how are you actually dealing with the things that come up during that shoot. Because while all trips and all shoots require some level of planning, there's a fine line between too much and not enough. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, and all the places podcasts are found. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.